Imagine if the food on your plate wasn't just calories and nutrients, but a sophisticated language communicating directly with your DNA. When Kobe Bryant's career was threatened by injuries in 2012, he didn't just get physical therapy. He completely transformed his diet under Dr. Catherine Shanahan's guidance, with results so dramatic that the entire Lakers organization followed suit. This isn't coincidence. Deep nutrition reveals how food literally reprograms our genes, upending decades of nutritional dogma and offering a path to reclaiming our genetic potential. What makes humans thrive isn't some modern nutritional science, it's ancient wisdom that spans cultures. Despite apparent differences between traditional diets worldwide, all successful nutritional systems share four fundamental elements: meat cooked on the bone, organ meats, fresh raw foods, and fermented/sprouted foods. These aren't arbitrary groupings, but strategic approaches that maximize nutritional value and speak directly to our genetic code. Our ancestors didn't develop these patterns through laboratories, but through generations of observation, noting which foods prevented birth defects and produced healthy offspring. This wisdom was so vital to survival that it became embedded in cultural traditions and religious practices. When we abandon these principles, as modern society largely has, we compromise our genetic expression and health across generations. Remember being told you're stuck with the genes you inherited? That's outdated thinking. Epigenetics, meaning upon the gene, has revolutionized our understanding of genes. Our genome isn't a static blueprint, but a dynamic system responding to environmental signals, particularly from our diet. Everything we eat affects our genes' performance through chemical tags that turn genes on or off without changing the underlying DNA. These effects span generations. Lab mice fed different vitamin blends produced offspring with altered weight and disease susceptibility despite identical DNA. Most health problems stem not from inherited mutations, but from environmental factors forcing good genes to behave badly. Dr. Shanahan introduces genetic wealth, the intactness of epigenetic programming, and genetic momentum, the health potential passed to offspring. A supermodel might temporarily get away with poor nutrition while looking beautiful, but these habits will eventually affect both her health and her children's genetic potential. The good news? Epigenetic changes are often reversible. Proper nutrition can restore damaged genetic expression. When female mice genetically programmed for obesity were fed nutrient-rich diets before conception, they produced healthier offspring. Similar effects have been observed in humans. The Dutch hunger winter of World War II affected not just survivors, but their grandchildren's birth weights. Have you ever wondered why certain faces are universally considered beautiful? Beauty isn't merely subjective, but quantifiable, revealing connections between form, function, and health. Dr. Stephen Marquartz discovered that beautiful faces across races conform to a mathematical blueprint based on the golden ratio, phi 1.618.03.988, a divine proportion found throughout nature, from pine cones to human fingers. Our attraction to beautiful faces isn't cultural programming, but biological, an evolutionary mechanism for identifying genetic fitness. Even babies stare longer at faces adults find attractive, suggesting this recognition system is innate. During puberty, our brains become tuned to desire sex-specific variations, signaling reproductive health. Beauty is the default position, the inevitable product of unimpeded growth conforming to mathematical proportion. Nutritional deprivation throughout history has caused valuable epigenetic programming to be lost, requiring more correctives like glasses and braces today. The form-function connection suggests physicians should consider physical development as markers of nutritional adequacy. Suboptimal facial structure often affects social outcomes and earning potential. This package deal effect demonstrates that beauty and health are interconnected, with appearance reflecting genetic health and development. Our shift from traditional food relationships to modern nutritional reductionism has corrupted both our language about food and our health. Traditional cultures view food as part of identity and religion, connecting it to their relationship with the land, while modern Americans reduce food to nutrients and calories. Archaeological evidence shows that transitioning from hunter-gatherer lifestyles to agriculture changed human skeletal structure, bone strength, including brain case size. Throughout history, our skulls maintained phi proportionality. When this proportionality disappears, problems emerge. Narrowed skulls cause wisdom teeth crowding, distorted eye sockets create vision problems, and shortened palates lead to sleep apnea. Our modern biochemical food language emerged during the Industrial Revolution. The 1896 Fanny Farmer Cookbook introduced reductive terminology, categorizing food into protein, carbohydrates, and fats and oils. This classification changed our relationship with food, reducing complex living systems to isolatable components, like describing the Taj Mahal as merely tons of rock. This terminology conveniently shifts focus away from food source and quality, benefiting mass producers of processed foods while allowing us to believe nutritionally depleted foods equal their properly grown counterparts. Despite the cholesterol theory's dominance, many elderly people who consumed animal fats throughout their lives remain healthy. Ansel Keys launched the anti-fat movement using questionable data, with the margarine industry quickly adopting him as their spokesperson. The true culprits behind our chronic disease epidemic are vegetable oils and sugar, not natural saturated fats. As butter consumption fell 75% over the last century, vegetable oil intake increased fivefold, while heart disease rose from rarity to our leading killer. Vegetable oils are inherently unstable due to their polyunsaturated fatty acid content, which readily oxidizes. Unlike healthy oils extracted at low temperatures, vegetable oils require harsh processing with high heat and chemicals like hexane. They create what Dr. Shanahan calls the zombie effect, generating more damaged fats inside your body. Sugar proves equally harmful. Americans consume over 200 pounds yearly, exceeding what our metabolism can handle. When dissolved, sugar reacts with proteins, forming bonds that become permanent through oxidation. These advanced glycation end products, ages, cross-link proteins, hardening cells and tissues, similar to how toast becomes stiff and brown. The human diet transcends racial differences, offering optimal nutrition through four strategic pillars that unify traditional eating patterns worldwide. The first pillar, meat on the bone, keeps meat intact with its bone, fat, marrow, skin, and connective tissues. Bone stock delivers joint-building compounds that target cartilage in the bloodstream, stimulating collagen growth throughout the body, acting as a natural youth serum. The second pillar, organ meats, focuses on nutritional powerhouses modern Americans typically avoid. Liver serves as the body's savings bank for nutrients, with the principle that like cures like often proving accurate. The third pillar, fermentation and sprouting, transforms ordinary plants by neutralizing natural toxins while enhancing nutrient bioavailability. The fourth pillar emphasizes fresh foods as nature's antioxidant miracles, superior to supplements. Your body isn't just a calorie-burning machine, it's an intelligent system responding to information in food. Conventional weight management often fails because weight regulation isn't primarily about energy, but information. Food functions as a chemical language programming cellular functions, with the human diet providing messages that optimize health, while processed foods signal fat storage. In a world of chronic disease, vibrant health remains our birthright. Your genes aren't your destiny, they're instruments played by your food choices. By returning to nutritional wisdom that guided humanity for millennia, you can reclaim your genetic potential.